Hey, Lifehouse Church, I am so excited to be able to share God's word with you today. My name's Richard from Lifehouse in Hong Kong, and I believe God wants to speak to you personally. So why don't we take this moment and just pray before we get into the message. Lord, we thank you for the power of your word, and we ask you to speak to us. Every single person listening and watching today, in Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. Well, let's jump into it. I want to share with you around the subject of vision. You see, at Lifehouse Church, we've been talking about living with dreams and visions for a while now. And I believe God wants to help you to take steps of vision today, to live a life of vision today, that it's not just something for one day in the future. Oh, God will give me a vision one day. No. God can speak to you today. You see, for many years in my life, growing up in Australia, I am Australian, although I live in Hong Kong. Growing up in Australia, I loved God. I was going to a great church. I was active in church life, serving and growing with God. And yet there was one part of my faith that was kind of missing, or it seemed so mysterious. And that was the area of vision. You see, I heard from my pastors that God had a plan for my life. I read it in God's word. I believed it in my heart. And yet, anytime I had feelings or thoughts about my future, or maybe I might like to do this, or felt passionate about this, I just had so much self-doubt that went along with those feelings as well. There was no confidence that this was actually God speaking in my life about my future. And so I just always wondered, God, is that you? Is this what vision is supposed to feel like? And so for many years, sadly, I stayed in that kind of procrastination of vision and just didn't take steps forward that I could have, that I believe would have helped me to grow so much and would have been a much more fulfilling walk with God. I want to help you to maybe save you years and to help you to start to live with vision today. You see, when we look at the Bible and we see our heroes of faith, people like Paul the Apostle, wow, he was a guy that everywhere he went, he was planting churches, he was raising up leaders, he was performing miracles. I mean, this guy wrote so much of the New Testament, a true hero of our faith. And yet we see also that from the moment that Paul got saved, he started living out steps of vision. I mean, he was living a life of vision from day one. How did his life begin? Well, we know that the life of Paul, or his other name was Saul. Saul grew up as a Jew in Jerusalem. And he came from a pretty privileged background. He went to the best Jewish schools and he had the best teachers. His teacher was actually famous. And so he had this great education, but he was also very brilliant. He was a naturally talented and, a natural leader. And he was passionate about his Jewish faith. But the problem with that is that the Jews did not recognize who Jesus was. They did not recognize that he was the Messiah. And so Paul actually grew up very angry against the Christians in that day. And he would go around, even as a young man, and persecute the believers. And he would go to their homes and he would drag them out and put them into prison. And actually he was authorized to do this. I mean, he was a scary guy to Christians 2,000 years ago. We know that he was there when a great Christian leader, his name was Stephen, was being stoned to death for his faith, an innocent man. We know that Paul was there, you know, giving his approval to the death of Stephen. And I mean, this guy, he was a pretty rough guy, Paul. Came from a pretty anti-Christian kind of background. And yet, we also know that as he was on his way to Damascus to persecute more believers, that Jesus appeared to him supernaturally. That it actually says that it was like a bright light, like brighter than the sun, appeared to him and he fell over. And he heard the voice of Jesus asking him, why are you persecuting me? And Jesus says, come on, to go forward and to give this message to the non-believers in that day. And we know that Paul was immediately transformed, that his life was changed in a moment just through this supernatural encounter with Jesus. And, you know, I remember my first time feeling the love of God, my first supernatural encounter. I was just a young person, probably, I don't know, maybe 8 years old, and I was in a church service with my parents. And I remember during the worship, we had some great music then, but I remember as I was singing those songs to God, not really understanding so much what the words meant, but I remember feeling the love and the presence of God coming all over me, almost like someone was pouring warm water over me, you know. And I just felt the love of God. And from that moment on, and many times after that, I've experienced the supernatural love of God. And you can have that too if you just get to know Jesus. But Paul had this kind of transformation on his way to persecute the believers, and it changed him. And it actually says that this bright light, this supernatural light, it blinded him. And we'll have a look at this scripture in Acts 9, verse 18. This is after he's been blinded. It says, instantly something like scales fell from Saul's eyes. This is a few days later. And he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. And I love this because, you know, we see that Paul, you know, immediately after giving his life to Jesus, he wants to get baptized. And just recently, actually, my mom messaged me from Australia, and she sent me some photos of my baptism at the beach in the town that I grew up in, and just seeing little 17-year-old Richard kind of a bit chubby, just seeing those photos just brought back wonderful memories of that great decision to get baptized. Even though I, you know, as a 17-year-old, I didn't understand all of it, but I just wanted to follow Jesus. And I want to encourage you, if you want to follow Jesus, come on, don't overthink baptism. Let's get baptized just like Paul did. You don't have to wait a long time. You can go for it. Just talk to one of our leaders or get in contact here at Lifehouse Church. Anyway, so Paul, he gets baptized. Verse 19, afterward, he ate some food, that sounds good, and he regained his strength. Saul stayed with the believers in Damascus for a few days. And I want you to notice this. He was there for just a few days, right? So a few days ago, he was, you know, passionately against the believers. A few days later, he's now baptized as a believer. And what's exciting here is what happens next. Verse 20, it says, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, he is indeed the Son of God. I love that. Immediately he began preaching about Jesus. Immediately he began taking steps of vision. Immediately he started walking out the plan of God on his life. I mean, we're talking just a few days. Someone who was as corrupt as Paul to being transformed and leading others to Jesus. Hey, I'm so encouraged that God can help us to take steps of vision today, not just one day when we know enough about the Bible, not just one day when we've been around in church life for long enough, but no, today God can help us take steps of vision. I love that. Verse 21, let's see the end of this. All who heard him, that's Paul, was amazed. Isn't this the same man who caused such devastation among Jesus's followers in Jerusalem, they asked. And didn't he come here to arrest them and take them in chains to the leading priests? Saul's preaching became more and more powerful, amen. And the Jews in Damascus couldn't refute his proofs that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. Wow, how amazing to see God working through the life of this new believer, Paul, to have an impact on this whole area. And I'm just so encouraged because it shows that, hey, no matter how long you've been a believer, whether that's a long time or you're brand new to the faith, you can start living a life of vision today. And even if you don't, if you're not yet a believer, hey, why don't you open your heart to Jesus and you can also have this vision too. So I thought we'd have a look at just a few keys from the life of Paul, a few questions we could ask ourselves so that we can start walking out this life of vision right now. The first question is, what has God already said? You see, when Paul had that supernatural experience and, you know, the bright light and all of that, within a few days, God had spoken to him and shared with him about reaching the Jews, the non-Jews, kings and leaders. You see, going to the nations and impacting them with the gospel of Jesus. But this wasn't a new thing. This was something that Jesus had said to his disciples already. In fact, at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 28, literally the last verses of that whole gospel, verse 19 and 20, Jesus tells his disciples this, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus is saying, go and reach the lost for me. Come on, let's go and reach the nations. And I think that's so exciting. That's definitely something that we believe in here at Lifehouse. But it's not just something for mature believers. It's not just something for someone else. It's for all of us, no matter where you're at in your journey with Jesus. This can be something, this can be a vision that we live for today. And a great example of this is in our church, we have a young guy, his name's Brian. And last year during the pandemic, he discovered our church on YouTube and was watching the services, and God was starting to do a work in his life, and he wasn't a believer, but in that context of watching church online, just like you are now, he felt the love of God and opened up his heart to Jesus. And he sends us a message and told us that he'd made a decision to follow Jesus. And we got in touch with him and he joined a connect group and made some amazing friends and started serving on the dream team. It was awesome, a great story, but it didn't just end there. You see, even as a new believer, Brian had this heart to also see his parents come to know the love of Jesus. And he would put it on the service every Sunday. He would play it on the TV in the living room and invite his parents to come and watch with him. And they may have been from another religious background that they'd grown up in. But over time, the love of God started getting into their hearts too. And surely enough, they gave their lives to Jesus. And it's so awesome. I remember celebrating with him. Wow, he'd had a huge part in leading his own parents to Jesus. And hey, that is the vision that we can all live for today, is reaching the world around us, is reaching those people in our lives who don't yet know him. Come on, we can start today. We could send them, why don't we send them a link to one of our church services or invite them to watch with us, however it works. Come on, bring them along to connect group with us. Let's start sharing the love of Jesus and doing the same thing that Jesus spoke to Paul about all those years ago, and let's start living this life of vision together. The second question that we can start asking ourselves if we want to live out vision today is, how can I help my church? You see, Paul understood the power of being planted in a great local church. And he says this in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. In the Amplified Version, it says, "Now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it, each with its own special purpose and function." I love this, and I've experienced this in my own life Paul is talking about when we are planted in God's house, when we're a part of a church, when we belong to a church family, that you're going to find your own special purpose and function. And I think of a great story that's happened here kind of recently. Over the last few months, we've got a great girl in our church. Her name is Siobhan. She got saved through our language exchange outreach a few years ago. And a few months ago, one of our leaders came to her and said, "Hey, Siobhan, would you like to try making some Facebook ads for church?" And she's like, "Well, I've never done that before." And they said, "It's okay, we can teach you the basics. And let's just try. Let's see if we can reach some people we have no connection with here in Hong Kong." And so she spent a bit of time learning and you know, watching YouTube tutorials and making some ads, and she's been learning how to do this, and these ads have been working. And we did one particular ad that was promoting our kids program, our Lifehouse Kids. And at one point recently, we've had a third of the people that are in our kids program are all from Siobhan's Facebook ad. Isn't that amazing? Come on, give the Lord a hand. People who have no connection with Lifehouse Church, now they're joining our kids program every week because Siobhan was willing just to try to give something new a shot and to help her church reach lost people. I want to encourage you. You are going to find your special purpose. You're going to find vision for your life as you find your place in the church. So, hey, just practically, why don't you take some steps today? Why don't you start the Grow course if you haven't already? Come on, why don't you start tithing? You can give God a tenth and be a blessing to your local church. Why don't you join a team if you're not already serving on the Dream Team? In fact, I met my wife while serving on the Dream Team. And, you know, there's many wonderful blessings that come with serving. But there's so many good reasons why we should be involved with our local church. If you don't have a church, come on, why don't you be a part of Lifehouse? If you've got your own church, that's great. Why don't you get involved there? But we're going to discover vision. We're going to discover our purpose as we get planted in God's house and we look to help there. So that's the second thing. The third question, and the last one we can ask ourselves, is how has God made me? You see, Paul was uniquely wired. God had uniquely constructed him with his background and his family and the city he grew up in and all these life experiences that shaped him into who he was, which was exactly who God needed him to be for his special purpose, his vision. And in 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, we see that Paul was encouraging other young believers to also discover how God had made them. In fact, he says this to Timothy, a young leader at the time. He says, "This is why I remind you, Timothy, to fan into flames the spiritual gift that God gave you when I laid my hands on you." Use your gifts, Timothy. Discover how God made you and wired you and put you together and the passions that he's put inside of you. They're for a reason. They're connected with your vision, with your purpose. And I can think of the many times in my life where vision has connected with the gifts that God has put in my life. And just lastly, one last story as I finish up here. In our church, we have a guy called Him. Yes, that's his name, Him. And I remember a few years ago, we were chatting, sitting in a local McDonald's, eating cheap Sundays and talking about vision and talking about the future and just kind of sharing what was on our hearts. And he was sharing what was on his heart. And I asked him what he was passionate about. And he talked about Hong Kong young people. And if you know anything about the story or the history of the last few years of what's gone on here in Hong Kong, you'll know that there's been a number of challenges. And this has left young people feeling very hopeless. And sadly, that's what you hear all the time. People want to leave, go somewhere else. People have no vision for the future. They just believe that things can't get better. And so him had this heart for the young people of Hong Kong. And I could see in his life that he connected so well with them and he had natural influence there. And so we made a plan of how we were going to reach young Hong Kong people for Jesus. And he would go to university campuses, oftentimes just by himself and hang out and do outreaches and run events and things like this, and would connect with new young people. People and one by one, people started getting saved, and over time they started to get hope in their lives, and you could see the transformational power of Jesus filling these young people with vision for the future. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't experienced the transformational power of God, come on, today is the day for you. Open up your heart to Jesus. He died on a cross. He rose again for you. He forgives you and he wants to give you this life of vision. And as we saw these young people coming into church and we saw this youth ministry just growing, and I look at him and I see the gift that's on his life and how he's using it to serve God and also in the context of his church and his own gifts, and I can see, wow, this is amazing to see him discovering and living out vision every single day. And hey church, this is for everyone. Every single person can live a life of vision if we'll just stop overcomplicating it, stop waiting for one day in the future, but just start today by getting involved in our church and using our gifts to serve Jesus, to reach the world around us. Come on. Why don't we take a moment just to pray? And I believe God's going to speak to you about what steps you could take today. Lord, I thank you for all the amazing people listening and watching right now. And I pray, God, that they would, you would speak to them and that they would take practical steps forward in areas of vision, Lord. Things that they can do to help their church or to get involved in a connect group or a dream team or in some aspect of church life, to use their gifts, God. I pray that we would not be overcomplicating this life of vision, Lord, that it wouldn't be this mysterious thing that only some people get, God, but we would all receive this vision today and take practical steps forward as we follow you, Jesus. We thank you for this exciting visionary life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, how good is that? Now, I want to take one more moment just to pray for another group of people here right now, because maybe you've been listening to this message and you're attracted to a life of vision. You want to live for a bigger purpose, but you're not yet personally connected with Jesus. Right now, you can invite him into your life. I'm going to say a prayer. We'll put it up on the screen. Why don't you repeat this prayer with me? And you can give your life to Jesus for the first time, or you can come back to him. Whatever, wherever you're at, it's good. Just come on, let's get connected with Jesus today. Let's pray this prayer from our heart to him right now. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Amen. Awesome. Well, I am so excited for you and your journey with Jesus. This is amazing, walking this visionary life with him. So I want to encourage you, get connected with the church. Come on, write something in the comments below. Send us a message. Let us know about your decision for Jesus. And we would love to bring you into the Lifehouse family so that you can find your part in God's house. Well, awesome. It's been great being able to share God's word with you today, and looking forward to seeing you take steps of vision with Jesus today.